Observe, imagine, savor, and above all, tune in and listen. Direct from Grippo, an exclusive experience that crosses borders of space and time and reawakens the emotions. This is the podcast La Voce di Biondi Santi. Episode 2, The Equilibrium of Music. Listen with care.
When I think of our land, of Brunello, of what it means to be Tuscan and Italian, and then think of international appeal of our wine, I feel beautiful sense of vertigo come over me. My name is Giampiero Bertolini, and I have a privilege to lead Biondi Santi today. And thanks to our project La Voce di Biondi Santi, I was able to talk with Beatrice Venezzi, the world-renowned orchestra conductor, 100% Tuscan and yet citizen of the world, a woman who experiences that very same vertigo every single day. Thanks to Elena Dall'Orso, the author of the short story Bunches of Notes, my observations on vertigo are both explored and articulated. In fact, there is an uncanny resemblance between Beatrice Venezzi and the main character in Elena's story. Both are talented women who manage to connect their passion for tradition with the future by tapping into the soul of the world and its people through music. Join us here in our living room at Grippo as Beatrice and Elena begin their conversation. Buon ascolto.
Hello, Beatrice. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Me too. We're talking about classicism and innovation, just like what you do on stage, experimenting and connecting different kinds of music while remaining faithful and linked to tradition. How does this relate to talent, commitment, and balance?
Well, balance is very much needed in what I do. Since the classical content I deal with is untouchable, I can't change it. What I can change and innovate is the type of communication around this matter, around this subject. And that's actually what I'm trying to do. That's actually my job, in order to reach the widest possible audience.
And how does the principles that manage and lead the life at Grippo, for example, balance between man, nature, and time, express themselves in music?
Well, there is a strong relationship in between music and nature. For instance, there's a lot of literature, repertoire about nature, and even some regulations that are in place in nature are as well in place in music, for instance, proportions or things like this. So there's a strong relationship in between music and nature, and as well as in between music and humanity. I think music is the expression of humanity, even when it's, something not perfect, even when we are talking about human imperfection.
And which of these three elements is most important for you and why?
Well, there's a strong relationship in between music and time, definitely, because music is an art which develops in time instead of space. And there's a strong relationship in between music and nature, as I said, and in between music and humanity. Therefore, these four elements are so strongly linked, and it's very difficult to state which one is the most important one. I would say they're all more or less equivalent.
You are Tuscan, but projected into the world. You were born in Lucca, you also studied in Siena. Which relationship do you have with this territory, with your roots?
Oh, it's a very strong relationship. I always bring together with me, wherever I go in the world, I bring with me my roots, my heritage, the place where I was born, and it's DNA as well. It's a territory which has given birth, literally, to great composers such as Puccini, Mascagni, Catalani, Boccherini, Gemignani, Luporini. Therefore, you know, there's a strong DNA related to classical music in my home place, in my hometown, and in Tuscany as well. And this is something I bring with me everywhere I go.
And how do you do that?
Well, I bring with me a piece of Italy and of Italian, Italianity, so to call it, everywhere I go, not just through music, because I mostly conduct Italian repertoire, but also by wearing, for instance, Italian fashion, by wearing Italian jewelry, by bringing together with me Italian wine, our products, and showing them through my social medias. I mean, what I bring on stage is definitely an Italian, a fully Italian performance.
What is the importance of Italianness in the world? What distinguishes a talent or an excellent product? How is it Italian and recognizable? You told me how you bring Italian spirit to the world, but it's a larger question, this one.
Definitely, and it's not that easy to state which characteristics are of the Italian products or talents. Definitely creativity, I would say, and this capacity of, you know, being resilient as well. And emotions, definitely. Emotions are very important in our culture. And since they're not as important as for us in other cultures, then, you know, it's sometimes this is seen as a plus, as something that gives even more value to a product or to a talent. An Italian talent or an Italian content, an Italian product is something that has a strong emotional value as well.
You're speaking about emotions and Italianity, and you are the one that takes Italian spirit around the world. Can you tell me which are the stages that give you more emotions around the world?
That's very hard to state, because each theater, each orchestra is a different experience, a new experience, something that gives me gives me something more, makes me understand something more about that very culture, nation, and population as well. So, for instance, South America, Argentina in particular. I remember every time I went there to conduct, it was a great emotion, great and warm audience. And that was quite unique, I would say, quite an unique experience. Conducting in Japan, on the other hand, was, you know, simply great for the type of professionality and abnegation as well towards the job. They showed to me, these orchestras showed to me, and Italy as well, because conducting Italian opera in Italy is something that cannot be expressed through words, simply because it has a special flavor to conduct Italian opera in Italy, and as well as UK and France, and all these countries gave me great chances and emotions, definitely.
We spoke earlier about balance. What is yours in your profession and in life, I mean? How do you pursue it? How do you find it? And how do you find it when you lose it? Because it's a very subtle balance.
Yeah, that's quite difficult to keep the balance with my lifestyle, I would say. because when you're traveling a lot, then, you know, you kind of lose your balance, definitely. So for me, the key is to go back to roots, to my heritage, to my places as well. Although I live into the world, I live everywhere in the world, and I have no difficulties in recreating new routines everywhere I go. On the other hand, to keep very close to my heritage, to my DNA, as we were speaking before, it's very important for me to recreate the balance, that very balance. So to go back to the people I love, I have very small circle of friends and people I care about and love, and I go back to them. So it's quite a difficult and challenging as well balance in between big audience and small circle of friends, being on stage and give everything to the audience. So almost, expand yourself towards the exterior, and then finding an inner and more intimate dimension. And, well, yes, it's quite challenging and difficult, but as for now, I make it, so.
Just one last question about this. And you recreate this balance virtually when you are abroad, or physically going back to your roots, to your places in Italy?
Well, definitely being back in Tuscany, going back to Tuscany, having a good wine, a good Tuscan wine there. It's something that gives you the best possible experience, and actually gives me the possibility to experience my roots at its best. But on the other hand, even bringing with me Italian products, fashion, jewelry, wines, food, whatever, and bringing them together with me in the world, then, well, they're a way as well to feel at home, and it works.
Thank you, Beatrice, for having me with me today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
La Voce di Biondisanti is a project by Itaca Comunicazione. Year 2022. Narrator Giampiero Bertolini, Elena Dall'Orso, Beatrice Venezzi. Production Emmons Audiolibri in collaboration with Matteo Scandolin.